More grace, everybody. I don't know how excited you are, but I'm excited because I've been praying all day. I've just been in that mode of prayer, that mountain of prayer. That's what I want to call it. I've been on the mountain of prayer. I've just been praying and believing God. As you know, I traveled today from Houston back to Jacksonville, Florida, and we're going to meet tonight in Florida for our Bible study, but I've been praying. And again, I told you, I'm your hype man. I don't even know what that is. That's what they call that man over there on the side of the boxer, the trainer. It's my desire to push you and motivate you until you catch the virus called prayer, until you become a prayer addict, until prayer becomes your life, your dedication, until all you want to do is pray, because you understand the power of prayer. You understand the importance of prayer. You understand the need of prayer. There's something very powerful. The disciples hung with Jesus for a very long time. They never asked him, teach us how to do the miraculous. They never asked him, teach us how to worship. They never asked them, teach them how to preach. But guess what they did ask their pastor? Teach us how to pray. Isn't it amazing that there are conferences all over the globe right now? Conferences on the prophetic. Conferences on the apostolic. Conferences on how to preach. Conferences on how to put a message together. Conferences on the miraculous. But how many people are teaching people how to pray? I can always determine the men and the women who have my heart and spirit by the questions that they ask. The disciples only asked Jesus to teach them one thing, and that was teach them how to pray. That is very powerful and something that we need to take attention to. I was dealing with this, and the Spirit of God was dealing with me today. The Bible lets us know in the book of Jude that there was a dispute over the body of Moses. Yes, the Bible declares that there was a dispute over the body of Moses. So I begin to study that. I begin to look at that. I begin to really, really pay attention to that, because the Bible lets us know in the book of Jude that there was a dispute over the body of Moses. Michael, the archangel, had to struggle. He had to dispute with Satan about Moses' body. We don't know all of the details, but we do know by that message alone, we do know by that account alone that there are struggles in the spirit realm, and there are struggles in the spirit realm over body, that the devil is fighting over your body. The devil is fighting over your will. The devil is fighting over your finances. The devil is fighting over your emotions. The devil is fighting over your church. What do you mean? You must understand that everything that God has, the devil has. If God has apostles, the devil have apostles. If God got prophets, the devil has prophets. If God has soldiers, the devil has soldiers. If God has a will, the devil has a will. And because there is a war going on, there is a war over your body to use your body to execute each one of their will on the earth. See, God has a plan for your life. But the devil also has a plan for your life. God has assigned a plan for your life, but then the devil has assigned a strong man to protect his interests over your life, to protect his plan over your life. And you must understand that there are wars, there are battles, there are fights that are going on behind the scenes. There are wars going on in the spirit realm concerning your nation, concerning China, concerning Russia, concerning Africa, concerning Asia, come on, concerning Antarctica, concerning Australia, concerning North America, concerning South America. There are fightings going on concerning Europe. There's a war going on. We saw that in the book of Daniel, the 8th chapter, and even in Daniel, the 9th chapter, when the Bible lets us know that Daniel was in prayer, and Daniel was praying for his nation. But the Bible lets us know that the angel Gabriel said that the prince of Persia withheld me. I was fighting a principality. There is a principality that is resting over your neighborhood. There is a principality that's been assigned to your bloodline. There is a principality that's been assigned to your church. There is a principality that has been assigned to your child. There is a war going on in the spirit. And you must understand that there's only one way that war is won. It is won through intercession. Now, here it is, Daniel. He prayed a prayer. And the Bible lets us know by divine authority, the Bible lets us know by revelation of the scripture, that God said to Daniel, I heard you the first time. The angel came to Daniel and said, the first time you prayed to God, I was released from the heavenlies to grant unto you your answer. But there is a prince of Persia that withheld me. How many prayers are held up in the spirit realm? How many answers are held up in the spirit realm? It's not that your prayer has not been heard. It's that your prayer or your answer has not penetrated through the second heaven and got to you. But in the name of Jesus, the first day we're going to pray today, we're going to cut off all second heaven activity. We believe in three heavens. We believe in three heavens. We believe we're on the first heaven. We believe that demons operate in the second heaven. And we believe through revelation, Paul said he was caught up into the third heaven and he saw things that were not lawful to utter. So we believe that angelic activity in the heavenlies with God is in that third heaven. But that second heaven is demonic activity. And in the name of Jesus, we cut off all second heaven activity. All second heaven activity over your husband. All second heaven activity over your children. All second heaven activity over your church, over your family, over your business. All demonic activity, I cut it off. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and begin to cut off, begin to abort, begin to paralyze, begin to rebuke, begin to halt, begin to stop all second heaven activity, all activity that is going on in the second heaven. I declare it illegal. I declare it to stop. I command it to stop. I command it to stop. All second heaven activity, I cut it off. I cauterize it. I break it. I cancel it. All meetings that are going on in the second heaven, all activities that are going on in the second heaven, all movement that is going on in the second heaven concerning KCC, concerning Brian Kahn, concerning America, concerning this nation, concerning Florida, concerning North Carolina, concerning Texas. Come on, call out your state, wherever you are. Command all second heaven activity over your nation, over your country. Command it by divine authority to cease. We command it to cease. We command it to stop. Come on. Come on, pray. Come on, intercede. Mele, libadaba, libadala bahataya, likantalamaya, robosotuna, likandelebe, libadala bahataya, libandala bahobia. We command all second heaven activity to cease. We command it to cease. We command it to cease. We command it to cease. We cut it off. We cut it off. We cut it off. We cut it off. All second heaven activity, all illegal activity, all ungodly activity that is going on in the second heaven, we command that activity to cease. We command it to stop. We destroy it. We dismantle it. We command it to go. We command it to no longer operate in the name of Jesus. You must understand that demons are operating in the second heaven. And it's not that your prayer has not been answered. It's that there is second heaven activity that is hindering your answer from coming to you. There is hindering your breakthrough from coming to you because there is a war. There is a war over your body. There is a war over your emotions. There is a war, balabasha, over your marriage. There is a war over the work of your hand. There is a fight going on concerning your nation. There is a fight going on concerning your life. Why? Because you are carrying something. because you are anointed, because you are powerful, because you are great, because there's something in you that's going to bring deliverance to the nation. There's something in you that's going to bring deliverance to your family. There's something in you that's going to set the captives free. And the devil is fighting for your intelligence. He's fighting for your mind. He's fighting. You don't understand how powerful you that are warring in your mind. You know why you're warring in your mind? Because the minute that mind gets submitted to the mind of Christ, he knows that you are dangerous. You are dangerous when your mind gets submitted. And the devil says, I will keep a war going on in that mind because there's a war, there's power in your mind. And guess what? Because there is a fight going on concerning the nation, concerning your mind, concerning your money, because there is a fight, the only way you are going to win is you got to fight back. Are you listening to me? Ate baladu rubu sukuna. Hey, halabashata yentelemekia. I said the only way you're going to win is you got to fight back. Yes, you got to fight back. The kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent does what? They take it by force. We are praying today in the name of Jesus. According to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible declares that angels have been sent to minister unto us, the heirs of salvation. We are commanding by divine authority that any individual, any situation in our life that is in bondage, that is under prison, any situation, any person, any finance that is in bondage due to demonic power and demonic opposition, we are releasing our angels. According to Hebrews chapter 1 and 14, we command our angels to go get them. We loose them. We command the angel to go get them in the name of Jesus. Father, you showed us in the book of Daniel. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Father, you showed us in the book of Daniel that there is a war going on in the spirit. But you showed us that Michael the archangel, he came and fought and commanded a release. And in the name of Jesus, we enforce. We enforce our angels to go and get our son that is bound by the enemy. We enforce our angel to go get our sister, to go get our brothers, to go get our family, to go get our increase. We enforce pala, 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 pala. We enforce our angels to go get every member that belongs to KCC, every individual who is assigned to our life that is in prison, that is being held back, that is being stopped, that is being blocked. According to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, we release our angels to go get them and loose them now. Loose them now. Loose them now. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and release your angel to go get your husband. Release that angel to go get your son. Release that angel to go get your business partner. They are held up. They are in bondage. The devil has them in chains, but we command the chains to be broken. We command the oppressed to go free. We command the bands of wickedness to be loose in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Command liberty. Command the setting free of captives. Command them to be free. Lebe, le talaba, remanda laba kotaya, le talabandi libibi asa, sanamoya, yay, balada, le ankalamaya, remanda laba hotaya, bakula mande, yele balada laba hotian kalamanso, yakiosha. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Command freedom. Command liberty. Command freedom. Command liberty. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Release your angel. According to Psalm 34, the angel of the Lord is encamped around about those that fear him. According to Psalm, hallelujah, you give your angels charge over us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release, according to Hebrews chapter 1, I enforce my angels. I grant unto them power. I release them to go and get every individual who is in prison. All my cousins, my uncles, my aunties who are bound, who are oppressed by demon spirits, I command liberty. I command liberty. I command liberty. You said the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord God is. There is liberty. I command liberty. I command liberty. Hala wala tala lebele tele kita lutana manso lulandele me kataya bike tele tonsanina sukonuni miki kele landili wanto mukandele be lebada 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 lebanda loboho muda la banzia. Hey, 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 hey. Balabakasha, yele manda lalabo, mikandele me, le talamanda, le basoto, mukushe, 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 mekemene, likalamanda, lutalamanda le kita, ludala wala tantinia, mikandala bala gugandele bele kikabaya, brikantile ni kristia, lukanjaba kikandalo, yefe gendele igashna, zuwantane, yenkalapankati, nikansalu, rupusunu, likentele dia, lebandala hata, lukusha, 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 mande, yebasha, yeya, hoshala, yema, yakalaman, Yantanamosa, hey, 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 Elebashata, in the name of Jesus. There is a war going on. You all have to understand that. You all have to understand that. Like I told you, Muslims are praying five times a day. They are praying that the infidel be blinded. They are praying that unbelievers, people who do not believe what they believe, be blinded. You do not have time to play. You have to pray. You have an adversary. He told you to be sober. He told you to be vigilant because you got an adversary out there. He is the devil. And guess what? While you sitting up in your bed with your lazy self deciding you don't want to come to church, you don't want to come to the household of faith, you don't want to pray, I'm tired. I want to let you know the reason the devil is walking in and out of your house, destroying your family, destroying your finances, destroying your body is because you've got lax. You are lazy. Woe unto you that are at ease in Zion. Some of you, you've become lax. You've lost your fire. You've lost your tenacity. You've lost your zeal. You're not pursuing God anymore. You're not pursuing prayer. You're not praying in the morning, praying in the noonday, praying at night, praying every time you get a chance. And the enemy is bringing all kind of sickness and disease. But in the name of Jesus, I command a halt to it. I command a halt to it. I command a halt to it. Jeremiah chapter 51. Lebashata, lemandele bekoba, lebandolo bohosa, mikandele me, limandolo bohotaya, lakatia, 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 lakatia. Jeremiah 51:21. Look at what he said. And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider. And with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. In the name of Jesus, every weapon of war, come on, Jeremiah 51 is showing you the weapon. Every weapon of war that the enemy is using to attack me, what is he using? He's using a horse and he's using a rider. But in the name of Jesus, I command the horse to be broken in pieces. That is the way that the enemy is traveling. He's riding on a horse. He's riding on a horse. That's his way of getting to you. But in the name of Jesus, every means of transportation that my enemy is using to get to me, whether they come through the water, whether they come through the air, whether they come through the trees, whether they come through the sand, whether they come through the dirt, whether they come through planes, by air, by car, by truck, by horse, by radio, in the name of Jesus, I command it to be shattered to pieces. I command that their horses are broken in pieces. Lift your voice and command all means of transportation to be broken in pieces. Every way they travel, every way they move, every way they get to me, in the name of Jesus, Father, that individual who has an agenda to destroy my life, to destroy my ministry, to destroy who I am, I command their movement to be halted. I command their movement to be shattered to pieces. Let their movement be broken in pieces with the hammer of God, with the axe of God. I command their movement to be broken in pieces. Lift your voice. Laba, lebede, lebede, lebe, lebanda laba kataya, lekanda laba soya, lepalataya, makatalapondia, minkante, yelebalada hasia. In the name of Jesus, he's not just coming in a horse, but he's coming in a chariot. A chariot is stronger than a horse. Look at verse 21 again. It said, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. The chariot is stronger than the horse. But in the name of Jesus, I declare that every form of movement that my enemy uses to get to me at my job, at my church, in my family, your form of movement to get to my daughter, your form of movement to get to my son, your form of movement to come against this nation, every terrorist, whether you come by plane, whether you come in the water, whether you come in the economy, I command your movement to be broken in pieces. I command your movement to be broken in pieces. I come against Behemoth. I come against Leviathan, every monster of the sea. Lepe, lebadala pantina kuya, every monster in the sea, every power of the monster that is in the sea, be broken into pieces. Every power of the prince of the air, be broken into pieces. The power of the chariot, be broken into pieces. Inde limanda romo sukuna. Look at verse 22. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman. What does that mean? Every man, come on, pray it with me. Say every man, every woman who has sold their conscience to be used by the devil to oppress the righteous, to frustrate me, to hinder me. There are people just like God got sons, the devil got sons. Just like God got daughters, the devil got daughters. Just like God got men and God got women, the devil has men and women. And there are individuals whose conscience have been seared. They have sold their conscience and have decided to use their mind to destroy you, to oppress you, to frustrate you, to give you no rest. But in the name of Jesus, every man and every woman who is being used by the enemy to frustrate my purpose, to frustrate my assignment, to frustrate the assignment of this nation, to frustrate the assignment of America, to frustrate the assignment of KCC, I command you, be broken in pieces. Lift your voice. Ha! Papala lepetele paya la cantala montiana mahoya vantiosa. I command you, be broken in pieces, be broken in pieces, be broken in pieces, be broken in pieces. You that came to oppress me, you that came to frustrate me, that person at your job, that individual at your job, ha le peleta le mandala bakataya. Not only them, it says old and young. Lebasha, every old person, every young person that work for the devil, whoever you are, I command you, huh, to be broken in pieces, be broken in pieces, be shattered into pieces. If you touch me again, you will be broken into pieces. If you move against me again, you will be broken into pieces. Every individual who is desiring to destroy my life, I command your movement to be broken in pieces. Remember, you are a weapon in the hand of God. And just like you are a weapon in the hand of God, the devil has weapons in his hand. But in the name of Jesus, every weapon of the enemy that he is using as an instrument of cruelty, there are individuals that the enemy is using to destroy your life, to frustrate you, to torment you, to take your peace. But in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I command you, be broken in pieces. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Don't shut up. Don't stop. You need to get up and pray. Pray with authority. Pray with power. Pray with authority. He said not only old, he said, but the young. and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. Halabashato robosukuna, young men and their maid, whoever they are, whoever you are that has became a tool, a vessel, a instrument, and a weapon of cruelty in the hand of the adversary to torment me, to torture me, to harass me, to buffet me, domestically and international, at home and even abroad, in the name of Jesus, I command you, Pala, to be broken and pieces in the name of Jesus. Anybody who is positioned to torment your son, to torment your daughter, to torment your father and your mother, your sisters and your brother, every demonic power and every son of Satan, every daughter of Satan, every chariot and every rider, every young person, every old person, every man and every woman who is used by the devil as an instrument of cruelty to destroy me, to torment me, to buffet me, to harass me, in the name of Jesus, I command you, be broken in pieces. Let your power be broken in pieces. Let your strongholds, let your defenses, let your weapons be broken in pieces. Whatever position you occupy, I command it to be broken in pieces. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. We are praying against the sons and daughters of Satan who just, hey, I feel the anointing. Pray. Whoever you are, wherever you at, who desires to torment me at my job, who desires to harass me in my church, whoever you are, who desires to rob me of my peace, rob me of my joy, melebe, lebelebe, 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 lebelebe. Lebedele Balabanda, Rabandele Bakataya, every son of Satan who has sold your mouth to the devil to harass me, you have sold your mouth to the power of darkness. You sold your body. You sold your eyes to torment me. You sold your eyes to destroy me. I command you to be broken in pieces. Hey, hey, hey. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and pray. Kudala wala dala hazia, remendelele bekataya. It not only said, look at verse 23, and I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. Who is that? Those are false teachers. Those are false preachers who have followers. In the name of Jesus, every false teacher, I command you to be broken in pieces. Every follower that is following a false teacher, I destroy and command that thing to be broken in pieces. You have misled the people who have assigned to KCC. You have misled people who are assigned to Bishop Jakes, who are assigned to Prophetess Bynum, who are assigned to Joyce Meyer. There are people who've been assigned to ministry gifts, but there are false teachers out there who are leading them wrong. Every false prophet, every false apostle, I command you to be broken and pieces. No longer will you deceive the people of God. Your deception is dismantled. Hey, 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 halabashata, hey, hey, halabashata, lamandia. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and the yoke of oxen. Men, husbands, wives who put others in bondage and captivity. I command, he said, even captains. He said, I will break in pieces captives and rulers, satanic warriors, captains of evil, rulers of darkness. I command you to be broken in pieces in the name of Jesus. Can I pray one more prayer? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. We got to go because my time is up. Lama lamande, lemende leme kotaya, la kalabanda la hosa, zavu divi, vavu vivi vivi elevele da, ramande lebe komanda, lukuzaya. Zekele, ripiripi ankalapantia, nenkele mandalohosa, zavieshe, jevalahazia. Lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost. Lift your voice. Pray in the spirit. Mikosha, Ribisa, Nisanuna, Rupukukutu, Lukukupu, Likepele, Lepalada, Rabansatuna, Lemendele. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. Sing. It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. In the name of Jesus, I am praying today, and I'm not ashamed of it, because verse 6 says it's righteous to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. I am praying today. Anybody who has troubled you, anybody who has troubled your family, raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Every individual who has troubled me, who has troubled my family, who has troubled my house, who has troubled my church, who has troubled, blah, blah, blah. Who has troubled this nation, let God trouble them. Let God trouble them. Anyone who has troubled KCC Charlotte, any individual who troubles KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, any individual who troubles my pastor, Bishop Lambert Gates, any individual who troubles Mount Zion, any individual who troubles America, who troubles my mother, troubles my father, troubles my sister, trouble my brother, let God trouble you in the name of Jesus. Anyone who has harmed you, anyone who has done you wrong, who has been used by the enemy to oppress me, to oppress my children, to oppress my family, let them be rewarded for their evil. I decree in the name of Jesus, your house would not go unpunished. Heaven will execute. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and pray that prayer. Every individual who has tried to trouble you, be troubled. Every individual who has tried to frustrate you, I frustrate you. I frustrate you. Be frustrated. Be troubled. Be distressed. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the God who answers prayer. Bow your ear and do as you have said you will do. You are a covenant-keeping God. Behold their threatenings and the things that they desire to do to destroy my life. Your arm is not too short that it cannot save, neither your ear too heavy that you cannot hear. And by divine authority, I go to the court of heaven and earth, and I stand as your manservant and declare the name of Jesus. I ask you to fight on my behalf. Vindicate me. Vindicate me according to your judgment and your righteousness. In the name of Jesus. The devil's going to wish he never messed with you. You got the prayer points. Jeremiah 51. I think it's round 20, verse 21, 20, 22, 23. All of that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, Hebrews 1 and 14. Angels are sent. Hallelujah. Pray those prayers. Pray those prayers for the rest of the night until I meet with you in the morning. Right now, while you're waiting, we're sowing our seed for judgment. God's going to that individual, that company, that bank, that corporation, that job that is standing in your way, that wants to oppress you. You are praying prayers and declaring that they are moving out of your way. They are moving out of your way. They are moving out of your way. That God is raising up somebody in that corporation to be a blessing to you now. I command Dele, Lalia, Lilili, Bian, Kalamaya. Yeah, Palato, you command, sir. Hey, Balabahashatia, Mankalamandalababiansa. You that don't know the prayer point, go to BrianKahn.com. They're there. Go to PBCJR, PBCJR. God is challenging me to challenge 300 of you right now, either to sow 21, you can sow 22, or you can sow 23. But God told me there are 50 of you. There are 50 of you who are going to sow 51-21, 51-22, 51-23. Whoever you are, Do not hesitate. There is a strong anointing, and God is moving. But everybody needs to be sowing at $ PBCJR, $21, $22, $23, $51.21, $51.22, $51.23. Sow your seed in faith. Give it in faith. Go to briancarn.com and sow it. If you don't have Cash App, if you can't do it on Cash App, mail it in. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. I hope you are being stirred to pray, because, my God, I can pray for another 10 hours right now. I'm stirred up. Yeah.
But I got Bible study.
Yeah. Lalaba Shakalamanda. We got Bible study in Jacksonville. If you're in Jacksonville, come on to our Bible study tonight. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Let the presence of God overshadow you. Sow your seed now while that anointing is flowing. Sow that seed, Mary. Sow that seed, John. Sow that seed, Stephanie. Sow that seed in faith and watch what God does. I'm getting so many testimonies. Yay! Mandele Kodala Bahasa. Hey! Malamandele Bekataya! Hey, be shattered into pieces. Hele Masha Yambiosa. Sister Shelley, I know you're on here by the Spirit. And I want you to know I love you with all of my heart. I'm always here for you. I love you with everything that's in me. I want you to know that. I just saw you come before me, and the Lord showed me you on this call. I love you with everything that's in me. And I'm always here for you. And I'm praying with you. Mandele be kora ba shandia. Hinala ma kandala la ba saya. Hele o shata. Hele, the devil would not get the victory. You belong to God. Ha! Ho ba hasha kamandiosi. Hini o ho shamandia. Hilala ba yaya. Hele ma sa. I fight for your body. Hilala ba hobia. I fight for your soul. I fight for your mind. I war for it in the name of Jesus. Shekele beya. La kaman sutuya, ele mandolo hokotaya, ila la 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 balabashanda. Sow your seed in faith, believe in God. Whoever you are, if I was you, I wouldn't miss this. I love you. I'm praying for you. I got to get ready for Bible study. I'm way over my time. That I'm supposed to be on here. We'll meet in the morning at 6 a.m. You better tell the world about this prayer line. We're shifting things in the spirit. You tell the world about this prayer line. Things are happening and things are turning in your favor. And by the end of this 30 days, watch what the clouds release in your favor. And watch what things begin to break and turn for you. You are blessed. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. You can't do it, do it on Cash App, $PBCJR, or go to briancarn.com. I would not miss this for nothing in the world. You are blessed. You are anointed. Charlotte, Jacksonville, Houston. I'll be in Virginia tomorrow. Hampton, Virginia. Newport News, Virginia tomorrow. Preaching in Virginia. Saturday morning, I'm in Houston. Sunday morning, I'm in Jacksonville. Sunday afternoon, I'm in Charlotte. The devil is defeated. God is exalted. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Ha! You are blessed. More grace. See you soon. I'm headed to Bible study. More grace.